This is the second lecture on quality improvement methods. Upon successful completion of this unit, the student will be able to describe strategies for quality improvement, describe the role of leadership in quality improvement, describe the local clinic improvement capabilities, describe and recommend tools for quality improvement, and compare and contrast the quality improvement methodologies and tools and their appropriate uses in the healthcare setting. In the first lecture in this unit, we covered foundations and benefits of quality improvement. The topics for this lecture are methods for quality improvement, tools for performing quality improvement, a culture of quality improvement, and mistakes that can be made and are in quality improvement. Regardless of size, any healthcare setting can improve the care it provides. However, it is important to understand the culture of the organization you are working with. Work within it as necessary and encourage the development or enhancement of the culture to support quality improvement. Quality improvement projects can be aided or impeded by the organizational quality. Leadership support and buy-in, the organization's ability to adapt to change, the communication ability of the staff in the organization, and the understanding of change or the need for change by all involved are important factors affecting quality improvement. Factors needed for success include making quality improvement part of the job, and leadership support is essential for quality improvement activities to succeed. There are many ways leadership can improve the results of a quality improvement project. Making quality improvement part of the job can raise morale because staff and patients see that the barriers to care they face each day are being addressed, and they realize they can participate in the work to remove them. When activities such as routine clinical management meetings are already in place, discussions about quality can simply be added to the meeting agenda. The results from quality improvement activities can help increase teamwork at your clinic and identify gaps in human and material capacity. Documenting these gaps can help prove that you need more resources at your facility. Leadership is essential for quality improvement activities to succeed. Healthcare leaders play a key role by creating a culture of quality improvement. This culture will foster a common understanding that performance data will be used to improve care for patients and will not blame or punish. Leaders can support quality improvement activities by creating and promoting a quality vision with shared performance goals, increasing staff capacity to support quality improvement by training staff in quality improvement. Training opportunities about QI should be available for all staff and part of their routine job expectations. Motivating staff to participate in QI projects. Establishing a quality improvement team to manage this process. Demonstrating support of use of metrics to measure performance, and making sure that the voice of the patient is heard and acting on through surveys, exit interviews, suggestion boxes, or other means, involving staff and patients in decision-making, and finally, including QI in the budget. This exercise is to help you develop a context for thinking about quality improvement, methods, and tools. Identify an area in your life that you would like to improve, such as developing better study habits, giving up smoking, or eating healthier foods. Think through the challenges you will face, the factors that may influence your success, the steps that you might consider taking to assure success. Pause the slides and jot down your thoughts on this personal improvement project. Pause the slides now. Put these notes in a convenient place and use them to reflect on the adequacy of the quality improvement methods and tools to address the challenges you will face, the factors that may influence your success, the steps you might consider taking to assure success as we review these. There are many methods for quality improvement. In this unit, we focus on process improvement that is human-centered and supportive of the implementation of Health IT. For a more in-depth coverage, an entire component, Component 12, is available. Ransom and others selected API, Baldrige, Focus PDCA, the IHI Breakthrough Series Model, ISO 9000, Kaizen, Lean Thinking, and Six Sigma as methods useful in healthcare. Quality improvement methods were originally tailored for enterprises, not necessarily healthcare. For example, Six Sigma was designed for manufacturing, but has spread to service enterprises, including healthcare. Each of these have met with success, but each has also met with failure. The API, Associates for Process Improvement Model, was developed by Tom Nolan and Lloyd Provost. The API model is a simple model, and like so many models for process improvement, it is based on Deming's PDSA cycle. The API model uses three fundamental questions that form the basis of improvement. They are: what are we trying to accomplish? How will we know that a change is an improvement? What changes can we make that will result in an improvement? Focus is frequently on small improvements and many small improvements to make big improvements, and on testing the results to verify improvement. Like so many quality improvement methods, the Baldrige criteria were originally developed and applied to business. In 1987, Malcolm Baldrige National Quality Award was created by Public Law 100-107. In 1997, healthcare-specific criteria were added. These criteria were focused on core competencies, new technology implementation, and sharing of electronic information, cost reduction, and alliances with other healthcare providers. These were organized into seven independent categories: leadership, strategic planning, focus on patients, other customers, and markets, measurement, analysis and knowledge management, staff focus, process management, and organizational performance. Dr. Paul Battledon formed an internal consulting division for continual improvement called the Quality Resource Group in the Hospital Corporation of America in the 1980s. This group designed the Focus PDCA model with the following components: find an opportunity for improvement, organize an effort, clarify current understanding of how the process works, understand the process variations and capability, select a strategy for improvement, and a plan, do, check, act, cycle test the strategy to determine if it results in improvement. An IHI panel of national experts guides the team members to study, test, and implement the most current knowledge to produce rapid improvement in their organizations. Some of these are worldwide. ISO is an internationally recognized standards organization with rigorous criteria for establishing standards. In 1987, the initial ISO 9000 quality management system guidelines were established. They detail standards for the following components of QI: design and develop a QI program, create a socio-cultural environment and a structure that supports improvement, reduce or avoid quality losses, define QI responsibilities, develop an improvement planning process, measurement process, and review process, carry out QI projects, analyze the facts before you decide to do QI. Kaizen is a Japanese term for change for the better. The common English term is continuous improvement. The term connotes ongoing improvement involving everyone and assumes our way of life deserves to be constantly improved. It includes improvement practices such as customer orientation, automation, and quality improvement. Lean thinking is a way to work more efficiently and effectively while providing customers with what they want when they want it. It is a philosophy and set of tools that aims to eliminate waste from process. It also focuses on what adds value in processes from the perspective of the customer. The frontline workers are heavily involved in this approach. While the primary focus is waste, the outcomes of using lean tools are efficiency, quality, and customer service. Implementation requires a commitment and support by management and participation of all the personnel within an organization to be successful. Some institutions have implemented lean using an on-site trainer for industry. Assumptions underlying lean thinking are: people value the visual effect of flow, waste is the main restriction to profitability, many small improvements in rapid succession are more beneficial than analytical study, process interaction effects will be resolved through value stream refinement, people in operations appreciate this approach, and lean involves many people in the value stream. Transitioning to flow thinking causes vast changes in how people perceive their roles in the organization and relationships to the product. Six Sigma was developed by Hewlett-Packard, Motorola, and GE and comes directly from quality thinking in the 1930s. It combines established methods such as statistical process control and design of experiments in an overall framework, the DMAIC framework. Six Sigma aims to reduce variation through five clearly defined steps. Define, where project goals and boundaries are set and issues are identified that must be addressed to achieve improved quality. Measure, information about the current situation is gathered in order to obtain baseline data on current process performance and identify problem areas. Analyze, root causes of quality problems are identified and confirmed with appropriate data analysis tools. Improve, solutions are implemented to address the root causes of problems identified during the analysis phase. Control, improvements are elevated and monitored. whole the gain. Ransom and others created an inventory and brief description of useful tools for quality improvement in healthcare. The inventory is provided here for your use. Flowcharts, cause and effect diagrams, Pareto charts, and check sheets are used to collect early information about processes in place in the healthcare setting. Run charts, control charts, histograms, and scatter diagrams show relationships of information. These tools help to achieve order, create consensus, and pinpoint areas for process improvement. They are affinity diagrams, current reality trees, and interrelationship digraphs. Matrix diagram, priority matrices, tree diagrams, and process decision program charts help groups focus and make decisions. FMEA, or Failure Mode and Effects Analysis, Pokoyoki, Creativity Tools, Statistical Tools, and Statistical Process Control are more intensive tools using statistical or other methodologies. The analyst must be aware of potential mistakes in quality improvement when working with the staff in the healthcare clinics. In 2002, Jarvitvit identified 8 quality improvement mistakes and categorized them into 3 categories. The categories are mistakes in purpose and preparation, mistakes in planning and operation, and mistakes in transition and implementation. The mistakes in purpose and preparation are choosing a subject which is too difficult or which a collaborative is not appropriate for, participants not defining their objectives and assessing their capacity to benefit, not defining roles or making clear what is expected of individuals taking part, and neglecting team building and preparation by teams for the work. Mistakes in planning and operation include mistakes in fostering a learning community focused on improvement, teaching rather than enabling mutual learning, failing to motivate and empower teams, not developing measurable and achievable targets, and finally, the mistake in transition and implementation was failing to learn and plan for sustaining. These references were used in preparing this lecture.